You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Tech Sideline High Tech Studios in Blacksburg, Virginia, it's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and this is TSL Today. We hope you enjoy our audio format of TSL Today as we focus on a quick and easy news update on everything Hokie sports for your commute home. I'm your host, Carter Hill, and today we're going to sit down with the man himself, Chip Grubb, to talk a little bit about Tech softball, but really about the ins and outs of the fourth annual Virginia Tech softball auction. That's all coming up next on TSL Today. This episode of TSL Today is brought to you by The Hokie Way. The Hokie Way supports student athletes in leveraging their name, image, and likeness to amplify the mission of charitable organizations as a way to give back to the community. Your contributions to The Hokie Way support Hokies NIL are tax deductibles. Visit thehokieway.org to learn more. All right, and with that, let's welcome in one of our Tech Sideline softball contributors, and of course, always one of the Hokie softball fanatics, Chip Grubb. He is here at Tech Sideline for the first time in over a year. So, Chip, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, man. It's exciting times here.
Exciting times indeed, and we were talking about it before we went on air. Hokies have won 10 in a row, and they are on an absolute tear.
They are playing, no question, the best softball of the season. I mean, just listen to this, Carter. Last 10 games, they have outscored their opponents 101-18. Mm. Are you kidding me? 101-18. They're hitting .393. They've hit 22 home runs. You know, they are just, they must be seeing beach balls up there. But they are, they are just on a tear. And here's something that kind of gets lost when you look at the runs and everything. But in those 10 games, they have taken 52 walks. So they're not swinging wildly. They're swinging with a purpose. And man, I tell you what, I think they're peaking at the right time.
Well, it's funny, too, when you look at the stats of this team overall. I mean, you have, like, eight key contributors hitting over 300. I mean, you go, like, Emma Ritter, Addie Green, they're hitting over 400. And then, like, Cameron Fagan, Corey McMillan, Bree Peck, Michelle Chatfield. Like, goodness gracious, there's never a break in that lineup, and it is so, so deadly.
It's sure, just unbelievable. As Pete has said several times, it's not just 1 through 9. It's, like, 1 through 13 or 14, you know, and he has always had that magic touch on when to put a pinch hitter in and who to put in. And, man, I like what I'm seeing.
Well, you know, we're going to – and we mentioned in the open, but we're going to talk about the team for a minute. And if you want more of an in-depth rundown of the team, we talked to Sam Mostow, who also does a fantastic job covering Virginia Tech softball on Monday. But we're really going to get into this big auction here in a minute as well. But before we do that, Hokies, we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. They took down Virginia yesterday. They got Marshall later this evening. What do you think about the overall positioning of Virginia Tech in terms of ability to host a regional and make a run at the ACC title in Durham?
Well, they are in the conversation. And, you know, if you just go back 3 weeks ago after that surprising setback at NC State, you would have said, oh, forget about hosting. But, you know, they have turned it around. The 10-game winning streak's big. RPI is up to 18, and that gets you in the conversation. And obviously there's a big stretch here with Marshall tonight and then the trip to Syracuse, trip to Liberty. You know, if you keep winning, and then you got the ACC tournament, and you'll, you know, win a couple there, probably going to get a Duke or a FSU or a Clemson or whoever. They are certainly in the conversation. You just got to win.
So, again, we wanted to lead off with the team, but now I really want to get into this auction that you're helping, I guess, captain this time of year. So, fourth annual Virginia Tech softball auction?
Yes, fourth annual auction.
Kind of give us the background on that.
It is a crazy backstory. Way back during the COVID year, The team had actually been shut down for a couple of weeks. And I was actually walking to a baseball game and heard bat hitting ball and realized the softball team was back practicing. They had just gotten the clearance to start back and went over and watched practice. And it so happened Coach Pete came up and sat down and talked for a little while. And during the conversation, he made this just kind of crazy comment about, you want to hear something funny? Those girls are wearing four-year-old practice socks. And I was like, what did you just say? And he goes, oh, you know, sometimes the budget's tight. We do the best we can. It's fine. He said, it's a running joke. It's all good. It's all good. And that kind of started a thought process with me. My lifetime best friend owns an auction company, Mountain City Auction in Roanoke, and I had been helping him with some auctions. So I said, Coach, what if we got a few things together and we did an online auction? I said, I don't know what we'll get out of it. Might be $1,000, might be $2,000. But it's money you don't have. And he said, let's do it. So that first year we did it, we got $8,000 out of it. Mm. And then we did it the second year and we got like $10,000, $11,000. And then we did it last year and we got $14,000. And so, you know, the TSL and softball community are so generous. People will see stuff and they'll go, I'm going to give this to Chip for the auction. And we actually, not only do we have 130 items in the auction today, but our bedroom at home is full of stuff for next year already. we've just got some very generous folks that just, that they give us the coolest things, and it's all kinds, it's not just softball, it's all kinds of memorabilia of Hokie sports, Hokie Nation, and it's great stuff.
Well, and you had mentioned to me before we went on air, but every single penny of this goes straight to Virginia Tech softball.
Yes, sir. Every single dollar.
Why is that so important in your eyes?
Well, you know, it's again, non-revenue sports always have a challenge at any university because you know, you got to certainly take care of football and basketball, and they drive the bus, and that's understandable. But Coach DeMoor has often said, you know, $10,000 to football is probably a meal. $10,000 for us is all kinds of new equipment, new pitching machines, all kinds of things that make a real difference. And I will never forget Keely Richard after one of these auctions. She and I were talking, and she goes, Chip, the amount of stuff we get, clothing and things of that nature, she says, it literally has brought me to tears. And I went, seriously? And she went, yeah. She goes, it's amazing how generous our fans are and what a difference it makes. She said, we just feel good, play good. And she said, it makes a real difference.
And again, we were having a very in-depth conversation about this before we started. And you really, with your money here in this situation, could not be supporting a more close-knit, family-oriented group that cares about Virginia Tech, that cares about the fans, that cares about the school, that cares about the program. And that's something that certainly stands out for sure.
That is, you are so right about that. And, you know, if you just watch, you know, the way Tech Softball Park is laid out, the ladies after the game kind of walk behind the grandstands and on the way to the indoor, and a lot of times there'll be fans waiting there. There'll be youngsters waiting there with things to get autographed or to ask for pictures. And these young ladies are such great representatives of Virginia Tech. By the way, they just, they have all the patience in the world. They're so down to earth. And it's not just a matter of signing a ball or signing an autograph. They actually ask, what position do you play? You know, and they'll talk about, I heard Lindsey Grind just last week talk about a young lady who was a pitcher, and Lindsey was asking her what pitches she threw. And, you know, it makes the young fans feel like $1 million. It really does. And I am so daggone proud to be just a small part of Hokie softball family. They are amazing.
Well, I can tell you, you are not just a small part. We all view you as somebody who is very, very essential to things over at Tech Softball Park. But I want to kind of go through the auction here for a minute because there's some cool stuff in here. And I told you, I am definitely a sports memorabilia fanatic, so I will be diving into this as well. But you got autographed bats, autographed softballs, autographed helmets. You got some lineup cards here as well. Even some stuff with some jerseys, some game-worn jerseys, some Tech football material, Tech men's and women's basketball. Kind of talk about some of the highlights maybe in this auction.
Oh,
in your
gosh,
opinion.
There's so many. You know, I'll start talking about it, and I'll leave things out that that I don't want to leave out. So one of the coolest things we have are the game-worn softball jerseys. We had a cerebral palsy awareness game in honor of our little buddy Arthur, and we had special one-time jerseys, Nike jerseys, with a cerebral palsy patch on the sleeve, and the ladies wore them in that game, and now they're up for auction. These are legitimate softball jerseys. You can't just buy it off of a rack in a store. The ladies actually wore them. And so really excited about those. We have a signed softball from every single person on the team. We've got some special softballs. For example, last night, Corey McMillan hit home run number 101, broke the Tech season record for home runs. I ran out, intercepted the usher, got the softball, got Corey to sign it afterwards, and it's in the auction. Where else are you going to find something like that?
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. By the way, this auction closes on May 2nd. Is that at midnight?
It starts at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay.
Yep.
6 p.m. on May 2nd. So you can find all the details, if you will, on techsideline.com. I'm also looking through some more of this thing. You got lunch with Pete DeMore.
Yes.
A round of golf with Pete DeMore.
Yes.
And you know he's a golf fanatic.
And he's a serious golfer on the off season. Pretty cool.
You can help yourself and Arthur lead the chant at TSP.
Absolutely.
And also, if you're really into this, there's a behind-the-scenes opportunity where you can watch a podcast right here on this set here at Tech Sideline.
You get to see behind the curtain how the magic happens. And, you know, that actually came up on the message board when the Hokie Way did their what I kind of call a big dollar auction a couple of weeks ago. Somebody said, we ought to be able to do something with TSL. And I reached out to Will, and Will's been amazing, great partner with that. And he said, sure, we can do that. So, yeah, you get to see the behind the scenes where the magic happens. One of the cool items in the auction, and I want to mention it because, unfortunately, I can't give the person credit. In my mailbox one day, I got a box with two VPI Creamery milk bottles. And there was a note that said, Chip, if you can use this in the auction, feel free. Kind of unique items. Well, I started online researching it. Yes, they are unique items. One of them sold on an eBay auction for $200 a year ago. And the person didn't sign their name, but gosh, I am so appreciative. Thank you for doing that. And just an amazing group of items on there, all kinds of stuff that's very cool. The lineup cards, for example, you mentioned earlier, but these are lineup cards that are in the Virginia Tech dugout. It keeps track of who's played, who hasn't played. And, for example, the one from last night's win over UVA, we got that in the auction. It's signed by Corey, who hit a home run, Trinity Martin, who hit a home run, Emma Limley, who held the Hoos to one run. So things you can't buy in a store that would be perfect for your Hokie cave.
There's a lot of that, too. I'm looking at, like, Hokie gnomes. I'm looking at portraits. There is a military bowl program signed by Brent Pry. That's
yes.
A nice little addition, too. There is a Final Four basketball signed by some members of the team a year ago. A lot of good items here. So, again, I definitely encourage everybody to go check that out on techsideline.com. If they were to win, how can they receive the items, whether it be shipped or maybe in person as well?
We are as flexible as can be on that. So, we will have a formal in-person pickup the Saturday of the Robert Morris game.
Okay.
So if you're local, you want to come see some softball that day, we will have your items, and you can pick them up from us in person. However, if you're out of town, you need the items shipped, we will be happy to do that. Most of the items, like the balls, the jerseys, we can put in a nice shipping envelope there. Most things we can ship for $12. If you get something like the basketball, for example, probably going to be a few bucks more.
Sure.
But it's whatever the post office or UPS charges us to ship it. There's no upcharge at all. We're just doing it to help the softball program and get some few dollars in there. And I want to point out, we have a visitor in town, Gelded Turkey from Montana. He came to see his very first Virginia Tech softball game this week, and we were talking about the auction. He took a look, and he actually, on his own, said, you know what I'm going to do? For every single jersey that hits $100, I'm going to give you an additional $100. So we, I think, have 10 jerseys that are over $100 now. That's $1,000 that Gelded Turkey's going to add to the kitty to add to the softball program. Mm. So that's pretty cool.
I'm still looking at this thing even more because I'm kind of enamored by everything. Autographed game home run ball, Michelle Chatfield. David Wilson, a framed autographed jersey for the New York Giants. Autographed football helmet from the 2005 Virginia Tech football team. And it was a pretty good year for the Hokies back then.
Yes, it was.
A lot of exciting items here on TechSideline.com. Kind of flipping back to the team to finish it up. How excited are you for this last week and a half? You mentioned, I think, the Hokies are peaking at the right time, and there's a lot of opportunities for the Hokies ahead.
Oh, I am just really excited. I think the best softball is yet to come. The ladies are playing well. The pitchers are getting into their groove. I told Emma Limley last night after the game, I said, I think we need to dress the rest of the opponents like UVA softball players because she has been shut down city where the Wahoos have been concerned. 14 innings, one run. But Lindsay and the whole group there has just been, Emma Mazzarone, Cassie, the whole group there have just been amazing. And, I think we're peaking at the right time.
Hokies got Syracuse this weekend up in upstate New York and then Robert Morris at home next week before heading to Durham for the ACC tournament.
There
it is
go.
An exciting time of year. So Chip, we sincerely appreciate you stopping by again. TechSideline.com, you can find the 4th annual Virginia Tech softball auction. All the proceeds go to Virginia Tech softball. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
That's Chip Grubb. I'm Carter Hill. And that was your Wednesday installment of TSL Today.